Our scripture readings this morning remind us that as disciples of Jesus Christ and as believers in the Lord, it is our mission, our ministry, and our calling to reach out to those around us with love and compassion. In our first reading from the book of Kings, the prophet Elijah has experienced discouragement, doubt, and frustration. Elijah had defeated the false prophets of Baal by calling down fire from heaven. Queen Jezebel wanted Elijah dead for destroying her court prophets, so Elijah fled her wrath and found refuge in a cave in Horeb. Elijah's wavering faith turned into a renewed covenant faith in the Lord. God spoke to Elijah, not in the strong wind, or in an earthquake, or in fire. God spoke in the tiny whispering sound, reminding Elijah that while God is capable of great manifestations of power, God most often works in the quiet of our lives. With his faith renewed, Elijah was ready once again to be God's messenger to the Israelites, to God's chosen people, to reach out to them in faith as God had reached out to him, proclaiming God's love and concern for his people. In our gospel reading from St. Matthew, we find that Peter, like Elijah, has experienced doubt and frustration. Peter is hovering between belief and disbelief. Jesus reaches out his hand to save him. Peter's faith is renewed, but not for himself. Peter is to be the rock of the community of believers of the church. Through Peter, as through Elijah, God reaches out, giving strength, hope, and encouragement to those who experience discouragement and doubt. God continues to reach out in love and compassion to his people through parents who daily reach out in love to meet the needs of their children, demonstrating the love and concern of Almighty God. Through those who are entrusted with the care of the sick, seeking to help the sick to overcome their discouragement through faith and hope in the power of God's healing and his comfort. Through teachers who communicate the compassion and understanding and wisdom of God to their students. Through civil leaders who look to meet the plight of the poor and needy. All such persons who demonstrate love, mercy, and compassion of God as they reach out to others. Finally, the Eucharist we celebrate occupies a singular place in the theme of reaching out to others. For the Eucharist sums up Jesus' faith-filled reaching out in the symbols of bread and wine, that is, food and drink for the salvation of all. And so, my brothers and sisters, may we as a community of believers, as disciples of Jesus Christ, accept the challenge that Jesus lays before us, as he did before Elijah and Peter, to reach out in love, to be the presence and the blessing of God to one another. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.